Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there. Stardate November 8th. In the early 20th century, scientists discovered a mysterious new type of radiation. The higher they went, the stronger it became. They realized that it came from beyond Earth, and 100 years ago tomorrow, it got a name, cosmic rays. Nobel Prize winner Robert Millikan had become fascinated by the rays from outer space in the early 20s. He coined the name cosmic rays in a paper about them, which he presented to a meeting on November 9, 1925. Millikan thought the rays were a form of energy produced by matter that was being born in the space between the stars. Others disagreed, especially Arthur Compton, a future Nobel Prize winner himself. He argued they were subatomic particles racing through the universe at almost the speed of light. Compton was right. Cosmic rays are electrons, protons, or nuclei of atoms. Most of the ones that hit Earth are produced by the Sun, but others come from far beyond our own solar system and even from beyond our galaxy. The most energetic ones come from exploding stars or from the violent regions around black holes. Most of these distant cosmic rays are blocked by the Sun or by Earth's magnetic field, but a few enter the atmosphere. They strike atoms and molecules in the air, creating showers of other particles. If a shower occurs above the right kind of clouds, it can create lightning, a terrestrial light show with an extraterrestrial origin. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.